My grandmother, Minnie Cora Robertson McGuirk, was born in 1902. When she was 98, she decided to tell some stories, and I was lucky enough to be sitting beside her with a cassette tape recorder when she began to talk. Those 17 hours of recordings may have been amateur and scratchy, but today they are priceless to me. It was important to her that I learn about killing chickens so that I could prepare what came to be one of our family's favorites, fried chicken. We skipped the lard, but we did use the heavy cast iron skillet that she describes here.
Oh, Mom would fry chicken. She'd have good old fried chicken, and she usually fried her chicken on Saturday, and then she warmed it because they didn't believe it. You didn't work more than anything you had to do on Sunday, just what has to be done. And she had fried chicken and some kind of a cobbler. It might be blackberry, dewberry, peach cobbler, or apple pie, you know, for dessert. And maybe sometimes homemade ice cream, mashed potatoes and gravy. People just pick them up and wring their necks, and I never could do that. And Rich Walker came by one day, and I was trying to kill, wring the chicken neck off, and Rich stopped. He saw me, and that old chicken running off from me, you know, and he stopped and he said, "Minnie, let me show you how to kill a chicken." He put it down, that chicken, down on a board, and then he put a stick across his neck and stepped on that stick. And I did that, and I got along fine. That's the way I killed chickens after that. I traveled across Texas in a covered wagon. My dad thought we had to go to Tioga, Texas, that's way out in West Texas, and drink that mineral water a week. Every year we had to go there and camp. We took a covered wagon and our camping outfit, and we'd just maybe stop by the side of the road and camp, you know, just wherever, but just pull off the road, you know, and camp and get our old built up little campfire. You could do that. You don't dare do that nowadays. And Mom had an old, one of them old heavy iron skillets. I mean, it was heavy, and then the top was heavy too. And she'd cook bread in there, and cornbread and biscuits, and they were good. And an old black kettle, she'd boil her beans in, and old Dad thought we would never live if we didn't do that every summer. That mineral water was really good for us.
I'm Kathleen Holt from Cimarron, Kansas. And that was my grandmother, Minnie Cora Robertson McGuirk, with advice on cooking chicken. You'll find more advice from Grandma McGuirk at Radio Readers Book Club under the Features menu at hppr.org.